This is War News Radio. In Iraq and Afghanistan, U.S. forces are employing social scientists to aid in the efforts to more effectively fight the war. However, the program has faced fierce criticism by some in the anthropology community. Kyle Crawford reports.
General David Petraeus said, "The core of any counterinsurgency strategy must focus on the fact that the decisive terrain is the human terrain, not the high ground or river crossing. With this in mind, the military has been embedding social scientists with troops in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2006, so that the military can better understand the local culture they are operating in. The program that the military is employed to do this is called the Human Terrain System, or HTS. However, for almost as long as the program has existed, there has been strong opposition to it. The American Anthropological Association has deemed the program as an unacceptable application of anthropology, and the Network for Concerned Anthropologists says that the program does not work, is a waste of money, and is dangerous. The military, on the other hand, argues that the program is a valuable tool in fighting a more effective war against the insurgency in Iraq and Afghanistan. Steve Fondacaro has been the project manager of HTS since its creation. I asked him to give an example of how HTS has been able to help military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. One example he gave was of a common activity he says occurs often in the Middle East, celebratory gunfire that is associated with marriages.
It's very possible that that unit could mistake that celebratory gunfire as an act of violence or an act of aggression against their activity or against their presence in the area, particularly units on the ground or attack helicopters in the air. And not knowing that, they could mistake that celebratory gunfire for an aggressive act that they then take counterviolent action against, which would have serious deleterious effects to their mission in country, because it would be seen for what it is, as an attack upon a peaceful celebration of a marriage.
The American Anthropological Association, however, sees serious ethical problems with the program. Catherine Lutz, a professor of anthropology at Brown University and founding member of the Network for Concerned Anthropologists, describes how HTS violates one of the most basic principles of research, that it should do no harm.
It's unethical, and that's one of the basic premises of all social science research, is that prior to doing the work, one has to certify that the information will be collected in ways that will not lead to harm to the subjects. And obviously in this case, that can't be assured.
But Fondacaro doesn't agree with Lutz's take on do no harm.
And I understand the concept of do no harm, but for HTS, we're dealing with a problem that is resulting in the violent death primarily not just of our service members, but of vast numbers of members of the civilian populace. That in and of itself is something that requires proaction on the part of somebody.
Fondacaro provides an analogy to help explain why the do-no-harm doctrine is not realistic.
Virtually, it's like telling somebody who makes hammers, you can't make hammers or you shouldn't make hammers unless you can guarantee nobody will use that hammer for a violent purpose.
Another ethical concern that some raise relates to another principle of research, that subjects involved must provide informed consent.
Some of the anthropologists will have gone into the field with sidearms and certainly will be surrounded by and clearly allied with the men and women with the large guns. And so the idea that anyone would be free to, would feel free in their ability to say yes or no to cooperate with the U.S., again, whether because they fear the U.S. guns or they fear the Taliban guns, it's really impossible to talk about a free participation.
Fondacaro explains that the federal regulation, which requires researchers to protect human subjects, does not apply to HTS. But even though that is the case, HTS is creating an ethics code of its own.
We've taken that to our legal authorities, and they have ruled that we are, HTS, in terms of its activities, are exempt under those requirements. That notwithstanding, HTS is, and and is very near completion of developing our own ethical guidelines, even though we are exempt.
Catherine Lutz wanted to make clear that her concerns with the program were not just ethical ones.
I think those ethical concerns are quite secondary to the political concerns that most of us have, which is to say the idea that, you know, counterinsurgency war, occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan are themselves wrong. And so to aid in that project is wrong.
Keith Brown, a colleague of Lutz's at Brown University, has many concerns of his own about HTS, though he thinks that the response anthropologists have given may have been premature.
Well, as I said, I'm a skeptic in terms of taking very strong and final positions before all the data is in, and so I felt that the initial position of the AAA, which condemned the human terrain system very early on, didn't do justice to our own traditions.
Perhaps Brown will soon get an empirically grounded judgment on HTS. The House Armed Services Committee will limit further funding for HTS until an independent assessment of the program is delivered. The committee said that the Army has not paid enough attention to certain concerns surrounding the program. Fondacaro, though, was not worried when asked about the committee's words.
For whatever reason, the Department of Defense, and this is like 2-3 levels above where HTS is, was unable to get that assessment together and deliver the report.
Only days after speaking with Fondacaro, I learned that he had left the program. The Army wouldn't go into any details about his departure, only saying that Fondacaro was valuable in turning HTS from concept to reality. Max Forte, a professor of anthropology at Concordia University, sees the House Armed Services Committee's recent statement and Fondacaro's departure as possibly connected.
And also this very sort of lukewarm statement from the House Armed Services Committee, which in the past has been very enthusiastic about HTS, and now is speaking in terms of perhaps looking elsewhere and not continuing any further funding. So a lot of very serious things are happening all at once. Whether that had a role in his being removed from the program or not, we can't know for sure.
Forte went on to say more about the committee's recent position on the program.
But there has been a definite change in the language of the House Armed Services Committee, something that I've traced over the 2 or 3 years that they've actually issued statements about HTS. And this one in particular speaks about the Army not having paid sufficient attention to addressing certain concerns.
Fondacaro said that the report should be delivered soon and the funding limit, which is for 2011, would be lifted. Currently, 30 human terrain teams are operating, with 14 in Iraq and 16 in Afghanistan. As the U.S. draws down troop levels in Iraq, there will be fewer teams there and more in Afghanistan. But with the leadership of the program and funding in jeopardy, it seems that HTS is approaching a critical time. For War News Radio, I'm Kyle Crawford.